Родом з Вінницької області, село Якимівка.
Сергій Рашко was a construction worker before Russia invaded Ukraine. When the war started, he volunteered as a civilian evacuation driver. He is now missing, feared dead. This video shows him after he had rescued civilians from the besieged town of Popasna in the east of the country. Igor was his co-driver on that day. He says Sergei told him if he could save another 20 people, his life would not be in vain. I could see the entrance to Popasna, says Igor. Russian soldiers suddenly jumped out from the left. It happened so fast. They fired a rocket-propelled grenade, but it missed. Then they started shooting machine guns and rifles. The windows shattered. Sergei kept driving, but he was hit and began falling, dragging the steering wheel to the left. We veered off the road, crashing through small trees. I was crouched down, pushing up against the dashboard. I looked at Sergei, and he wasn't moving or making any sound. I reached for the door handle, jumped out, and started running between the trees, using the bus as cover. They continued shooting at it. When I got to a village, I found a house and got water. I was covered in blood, my face, my hands, and ears. I thought it was mine, but I had no wounds. I realized then it was Sergei's. It's not known exactly how many people are either trapped inside Popasna or unwilling to leave a town that is under near constant Russian army attack. This is volunteer evacuation driver Mikhailo Pankov, having a blindfold taken off on Russian state TV 2 days after he disappeared while also trying to evacuate people trapped in Popasna. Only civilians are doing the evacuation, he tells the man in military uniform interviewing him. His daughter made an emotional plea on Facebook for his release.
I beg you, please give me my father back. We miss him so much. Please release him. Let him go.
In a village neighboring Popasna, the sound of artillery crashes through the air. Volunteers Elena and Yuri inspect the graves where they have been burying civilians killed in the besieged town. Long trenches have been dug in which bodies lie covered in soil. A tractor will fill in the trench when the shelling dies down.
There is more danger. The shells can land on you. Here it is over our heads. We bury them here because it's impossible to bury them under the shelling. It's too dangerous to go in and collect the bodies now.
I feel great pity for people killed. If they're alive now, they could be doing something good. It's very hard to comprehend when you find a young person lying dead on the ground.
Ukrainian authorities say DNA testing will be done when the war ends to identify the growing number of unidentifiable civilians killed.
This is one of three unidentified graves in this graveyard. All that's written on the cross is that a woman's body is buried here and the place where that body was found.
For now, the fighting in Popasna rages on, making it too dangerous for rescuing the living or the dead. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Vrubivka, Eastern Ukraine.